Okay, we are Hilchos Trefos. We are on Siman Mem Aleph, the Trefos of the liver. Okay, just a quick throwback to yesterday. In Siman Mem, so I did double check. Thank you for stopping me. In the Seif Gimel, the Kufa of the needle. So all the Perushim are identical. That it's referring to the same side, not to the pointed side. Rashi calls it the Rosh Ha'av, the thick head. When Gershom says it's the end of the needle, some translate it as the eye of the needle or the ball of the needle. It's all referring to the opposite end of the sharp end. And we're going to have this similar case brought up again. The idea is, if you read the Ramah inside, I'm not going to reread it, but basically it's going down with the blunted head, the rounded side going down.
And that's the Rosh here also, that same side.
Right, so that's so it's all the same. And the idea is it's going down the pipe, and the question is it going, did it pierce through the veshet, or the abdominal cavity, and then get to the kaved? That would be a trefa. Or did it come through the circulatory system, or through the lungs without getting any kind of holes? That's really what it's all about. Okay, so let's go to Bet. I'm just going to quickly reread Bet. Okay, Mem Aleph Seif Bet. Shiur Zed Dekshinid Zaitim. So again, we're learning the Kaved, the minimum, even if most of it disappears, as long as, right, if it's all disappeared, then it's a trefa, the liver. But as long as you have at least, we mentioned, two zesim, right? And bimakom chiyuso and bimakom by the mara. So, right, that's what we wrote. So that's the, what are these zesim? So the shear is of, it's what we call two zesim, whether it's about a third or about a half of an egg. That's what the minimum shear always is for any behema, filo bishor hagadol, even if it's a large ox, one that's larger than usual. Just the average normal two zesim is all you need. Ube'of, regarding a chicken or a bird, then hakol lefi godlo ktano. Then it goes by the size of, so the Kaf HaChaim clarifies, it's not actually the size of the chicken, it's the size of the liver of the chicken. You compare the average size of a cow, the average size to this species of bird that you're using, you compare the proportion of the livers to each other, and that's how it goes. That's how he writes. Maybe someone says otherwise, I don't know. But regarding a behema daka, so there's a machlokit, if that's also based on the proportion or it's the same to zesim, so it comes out a little bit lechumra for a daka, right? A sheep, etc. So there, it's a machlokit chronim, but the vast majority, and the Kaf HaChaim says lehalacha, Mata Yonasan and others, that it's always the two regular zesim. The only kula that we know about that's mentioned, and we are dealing with an iser with a trefa of deraisa here, and the only kula that's been given is by a bird. So that's the only one who gets the exception. Okay, let's continue with Seif Gimel. Okay, again, trefas of the liver, yavesha kaved, and now the kaved dries up, achen nifrach betziporin trefa, and where it's, you're able to scrape off. It's so dry, it just scrapes right off when you rub it with your nail. So that's a trefa. Vehu shiavesh kulo. Well, let me just say, we just said it's, you scrape off the nail, but the halacha is, we learned in Siman Lamed Vav, it's lav davka scraping off, even if you could take your nail and you can run it, you know, you dip your nail a little bit, you press into the liver if it's dry, or here, yeah. And similar to by the lung, and if it stays, the sirtut, the mark from sliding your nail against it, if it stays, then that's also considered a Yavesh, and would make it a treifa. Kav HaChaim clarifies, if you're allowed to let it sit there, and if it comes, you know, it could take its time, if it comes back to its original state, then that's not Yavesh. It's only if it's permanent. But he says you can't rub it too much or blow on it too much to get it to go back to its state. It has to go back to its state naturally. Okay. V'hu sheyavesh kulo, that's if the entire kaved is dried. V'lo nishtayer kezayit demakom maro, kezayit demakom chiyuto. But that's if you're not left with those two ksesim. Because we learned, even if most of the livers disappears and you're just left with those two ksesim, you're fine. So it's the same thing here. Even if most of it is dry, but at least these two are still somewhat moist, then it is kshera. Haga, im yavshu elu, has shnei ksesim, levad, nami trefa. So now the Ramah goes a little, takes it one step further. He says, really, everything is dependent on these two kzesim. So, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So, if these two completely dry out, even though the rest of it is moist, so then it has a din of a trefa. Mimuka kaved, dahainu shadam yotzim basar kaved shemimak vayal adam, trefa. Now, if the liver became soft, well, mushy, soft, and bloody, that the blood just exudes from the flesh, so then, it's called a trefa. Alpha pi shenishtayru shnei ksesim. Even if two of them are going to be, you have those two ksesim are still intact, and they're 100% like normal, it still has a din of a trefa, desofo lirakev hakol. Because there's an assumption, when it comes to being, dissolved, decayed, and soft, when this happens, the process is going to continue, and therefore has a din of a trefa, because the process is going to continue, and we say it's not going to live a year like a trefa. One second. I just want to point out the Shach, Taz, they argue on this Ramah, and they say as long as the two Zesim are there, then it's going to be a Kshera. And that's based on the Beis Yosef. So, okay, anyways. Yesh. And the Tavu Ashur says to be Machmer unless there's Hefsid Meruba. So, different opinions on the issue, what to do. Okay. So the Shach also says behefsim meruba any etzarach yesh lahakar. Now yesh omrim, the Ramah continues, yesh omrim kaved shekasha ke'evin trefa. If the entire kaved becomes hard like a stone, even if it's not completely dried out but it's completely hard, not normal, trefa has din of a trefa. Vehu, now here the Ramah says vehu shelo nishtayru v'ashnei zesim v'niskrim shelo nitkashu. That's if it entirely became hard. But here he allows those, at least these two kzesim, because if it's hard, it's like it's missing, and the process might not continue. It's different than the, where it got decayed and soft. Okay, dalet. Hitliya hakaved. Now, what if the liver gets infested with worms? Afilu b'makom mara u'makom chiyuso kshera. So it's okay. It's still a kshera. The worms is not it's not something that's going to make it a trefa that's going to die within 12 months, and it's not a problem. Even in those two areas, because those two most important areas, the two kzesim by the mar and chiyuso, it's still fine. Hey, ne'ekar hakaved b'mkomos harbe. Now, what happens if the liver became looser than normal? It became mostly detached from its source. It's usually attached with the kliot and with the diaphragm, and it's all there. But here, it became mostly detached. Ume'ura betarpishim, kan me'at v'kan me'at. But it's still attached to the diaphragm, a little bit here and there. So then, it's a kshera. Kavachayim has a tzarech iyun if it's completely detached. Well, if it'd be completely detached and it's just rolling around, that's the same as it's missing. That's not a shaila. If it's still attached, let's say, to the kidneys, it's still there, it's still functioning, but it's other. But otherwise, from the diaphragm and from its normal attachment, it's completely. Then it's completely detached. That's a tzarech iyun. Okay. Vav. Again, remember, most of these issues rarely come up, and you never check for them anyway. So it's rare to find these chafos unless you're cooking them, and then as you're dealing with them, you find these things. Okay, Vav. Machat shenimsa bekaved. Now, here we find a needle, and it's embedded in the liver. Main sheba lefaneinu shalim, and so I believe he's talking about the cases it's still embedded in the wall of the liver. This case is in the Gemara. The case we had before, it's not. It's only in the Rishonim. But anyway, so here you have it embedded in the wall of the liver. Now I'm just going to point out there's 11 organs where you have a hole and it goes through it. It makes it a trepha. For whatever reason, the kaved is not one of them. If you have a hole in the wall of the kaved itself, that would not make it a trefa. The only issue why we have issues with the kaved and there being a hole in a needle is because we're worried that how did it get to the kaved? It went through something that would make it a trefa. For example, it went through perhaps the esophagus. So a hole through the esophagus would make it a trepha, not the windpipe, that we learned. Also, there's blood vessels. So the blood vessels that lead to the kaved, though if there's a puncture in one of them, that would also make it a trepha. But, and there's a machloket, the Rambam says even the blood vessels in the kaved, the Ravid says no, it's only on the blood vessels outside of the kaved, but okay, I'm not sure if the Shulchan Aruch is machria, but that's the main point. Okay, the blood vessels outside the kaved, everybody says, would make it a trefa. It's only on the inside. It's a machloket rishonim. Okay, so let's read this again. Machat shenimtza bekaved. You find a needle right through the kaved. Bein sheba lefaneinu shalem, bein sheba chatuch. Now, it doesn't matter if when you discover it, the kaved was cut open or not. Im tzad ha'av shelo, this is the wide side, this is the rosh, the kufa. If it's letzad chalala behema, if, we'll call it the head, okay? There's the head side and the pointy side. So now the head side is outside of the kaved, and it's facing the abdominal cavity. Again, and we're going to see also a case when it's found in the abdominal cavity, just loose, what's the halacha? Generally, we're machmer, that's the halacha. And, okay, we'll see. We'll keep reading. We'll see a bit more to clarify this. Now, if the head wide side is on the outside of the kaved, and the needle, the pointy part, is facing the inside, afilu kulo tamun babasar, even if it's completely in the fleshy part of the kaved, of the liver, it's a trefa. Okay, so then it has the din of a trefa. Because we're assuming it entered from outside the liver, and on the way there, it punctured something, one of the organs, or the esophagus, or something to get there. V'im tzad hadak shelo klape chutz, but if the pointy side is pointed outside of the kaved, and the head is on the inside of the kaved, so then, kshera, we say it's a kshera, she'anu tolim lomar derech simpon ba sham. We say that we're assuming that it got into the liver first, and we're going to take on the assumption that it got in through one of the blood vessels in a non-trefa fashion. Okay. Haga, v'davka shetzad ha'av poner letzad ha'simpon. Now this is only if the thicker side is pointing vertically or in the direction of the blood vessel. But if it's pointed in a way that it's sideways, and it's not likely to have gone through the simpon. I'll just call it horizontally, if that helps to understand, but obviously it depends how the liver and the body is oriented. B'cho inyan trefa. So if we're worried that which way it may have come, then we call it that it wasn't likely that it just simply just flowed through the blood vessel, then we say it's a trefa. Now, this is important. B'med varim amurim, when are we talking about that we could be makel? When do we have the hava mina to be tola lahakel, that it's a kshira? It's only with a machat gasa. It's only if the needle is a very thick needle. Aval bedaka ein chiluk utrefa. But if you have a thin needle, it's always a trefa. It doesn't matter on the orientation, because since it's a thin needle, it can easily go through, even through the head. The head could also poke through. Veshior gasa. And what is gasa? When can the needle be thick enough to say it's kosher? It's a ksher. The animal's a kshera and ritola lahakel. It's only if the needle, the head side, is kishior garina shel tamara. It has to be where it's as thick and as round as the pit of a date. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, nowadays we always assume it's not like a tamara. And we're out, and so there's never a nafka mina if it's thick or thin. And halachas, it's when you find a needle, it's always a trefa. Either vade or suffik, depends. Probably just a suffik, but well, it depends. Okay, I'll take that back. It depends on the situation, but it's always going to be a din of a trefa. Okay, now just interesting to point out, this a little bit of a follow up of what we learned a little bit earlier about eating in someone else's home. So here, the kaf. So what happens if you find a needle in a situation where we're going to call it a trefa? So we're being told that it's a trefa, but before you discover that, the other parts of the animal was taken, koshered, and you used it for your kalim to eat from it. So you cooked with such... let's say you cooked it before you opened it up and found it. You cooked the other parts of the animal. And now you have, and the animal's a trefa now. Or paskanin, it's a trefa. So you can eat it. But what about the kalim? Can you use the kalim, or do you have to kasher it? So the Kaf HaChaim b'shem, the pri chadash.
The situation where you found a needle in the liver after you cooked it.
Right, exactly. So lema freya, after you cooked it, you find that it's a trefa. But I'm assuming the question is only if it's a suffik trefa, depending if you're tola, not a vadai trefa. So in that case, the Kaf HaChaim points out, we're going to get to this later on when we learn about Tarovis of Kalim b'nei Yoman and not, but the Kaf HaChaim, based on the Pri Chadash and the Orach HaShulchan, say the Kalim are kosher. You're allowed to cook with the Kalim going forward, because it's a case of, I guess, a suffik. And I have to see it inside, but a case of a suffik. And now I saw the Kaf HaChaim inside. But anyway, so then the kalim now, to use it within 24 hours, you will not be allowed to use it. But once 24 hours pass, it's only a din derabanan of a gzera of kalim einam b'nei yoman. And so therefore, in this case, when we're tola this way and that way, but we don't know for sure, so then you're allowed to use the kalim. Tavua Shor is Machmer. That's same as Simla Chadasha. Just to point it out. Okay, Zayin. Machat Shenimtza B'Simpon Gadol Shebekaveh. Now, if you find a needle in the big blood vessel of the kaved going into the liver, V'hu Simpon Akana Shenichnas B'Tocho, right, that leads into there, V'chen Yenimtza B'Simpon Gadol Shereya. So too, if you find a machat, this needle in the blood vessel of the raya, the liver, kshera, we say it's a kshera. Okay, yud bet. Nikav tarpa shakaved nekev mefulash mitzada. Kaved trefa. So now, if you find a hole in the tarpa shakaved, a hole that goes through and through, and on the side of the kaved, it would make it a trefa. I believe we're talking about the diaphragm. But if it's referring to a membrane around the kaved, I'm not sure. Okay. Right. Okay. Chet. No, let's keep reading. Sorry. Aval. Im nisrecha besircha betzela kashera. But again, if you find any kind of a sircha, an adhesion, going from anywhere, let's say from the kaved or the diaphragm to the wall to the rib cage, it's a kshera. As this we learned earlier, that the only time we say these bubbles, a bua, or a sircha, the adhesion makes it a trefa, we assume it was a hole in a place that'll make it a trefa. The only time we say that is by the liver, the lung. Thank you, the reya. That we san lamar vav. But when it comes to the other body parts, there is no halacha of a sircha by itself making it a trefa. Again, let's see if it's here. Well, when we get to, I think, mem vav, there is a caveat to that rule, but that's the general rule. Okay, haga. V'im nisrach tarpa shakave lebeit hakosot. Yesh livdok bekeres. But so here's one caveat. We'll see another one over there. That actually, if you have it going from the asircha, going from the tarpasha kaved to the beit hakosot, it's the second stomach. I forget the name in English, but it's the second one. It's the one that has all those. It's the one that has all the little cups in there. Are all the little, not grooves, line, whatever, shapes, through the, by the, anyways, whatever it is, beta kosot. Yesh livdok bekeres. You have to check the keres. That's the first stomach. Shebevadai, because if you have a sircha from one to another, the assumption is, strong assumption, so you have to check. Yesham kots omacha chenikva, that there was a needle that came, was swallowed by the animal, it came into the keres, and then it punctured outside or it went to the kosot. Kosot is the second stomach that catches all kinds of stuff. The animal first swallows it, goes into the keres, the first stomach, and from there it goes into the beit kosot, to the second stomach, and with all those little cup-shaped grooves, it catches all of the needles, rocks, you can find all kinds of stuff in there, and that's where it starts the digesting system until it gets regurgitated to the mouth and then back afterwards to the later stomachs. Okay, v'ayidei zeh ba'asircha, and asircha zo, and that's how the sircha was formed. So therefore, you have to check. Kein matzati v'iti ma'aseh v'hachi nahug. And I actually witnessed such a case, the Ramah writes, and therefore this is the practice, this is the minhag. Tet. Nimsa machal tarpash safik trefa, if it's find the needle in the tarpash itself, the diaphragm, it's a safik trefa. Now let's just finish here. Nimsu shnei kvedim bebehema or beof trefa. If you find two separate livers in the animal or a chicken, the trefa, the kol yeter kenatul dami, v'havelei kenital hakaved. Because if you have an extra one, the halachic principle is it's as if you have an extra one, as if it's not even there, and therefore you're left with nothing. And right, we learned if it's missing, it's a trefa. The halachic, we consider both of them as not there, and it's an absolute trefa if it has more than one.